Record, and we're recorded. Hey there, welcome to Daily Power Fire Show. It's great to see everybody. We are on today is Wednesday. What's the date? Today is Wednesday, March 20. Help me out, guys.
24.
Wednesday, March 24. Okay, good. Listen, I knew it the whole time. I was just seeing if you guys knew it. No, I'm kidding. All right. So today is Wednesday, March 24th, and this is our daily exploration of the Torah reading. So what we're going to do is we'll look at the fourth reading of Tzav, and we're going to rock and roll. Let's see if Sandrine is joining us. Hey, Sandrine. Welcome, welcome. So we're going to look
at the
fourth reading and hopefully get inspired by the reading, which I think it's a really cool thing. I think it's a really cool thing, and so I'm hoping that we're all inspired. Okay, here we go. Let's do some screen sharing. On my phone, it's always interesting because it decides to share my screen on my phone and I go into the app, but you'll...
Just say it. We're all human.
By the way, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share this, and if at any point it gets a little wonky, unmute yourselves, let me know, and I'll try to get back to where we need to be. Okay. Oh, look at this. Must be an updated app, but it's still not what I want to, still not what I want to get. All right, start sharing because sharing is caring. And let's get this. Okay. All right, let me check in with you guys. Do you see Chabad.org and the Torah reading? Whoops, someone's got to unmute. Do you see
yes.
it?
Yes.
All right, not all at the same time. No, I'm kidding. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, here we go. This is just for reference. This is reading number 4 of Tzav, Leviticus 8, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the sin offering bull, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread. That's a lot of stuff. Take all that stuff. Verse 3, and assemble the entire community at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Dramatic. So we have the Kohanim, the high priest, and the priest, Aaron and his sons. We have all of the items listed, you know, the garments, of course, the priestly garments, the anointing oil, the sin offering, etc. And everyone should gather there at the entrance of that tent of meeting. Verse number 4, and Moses did Moses did as the Lord had commanded him. The community assembled at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Moses said to the community, This is the thing the Lord has commanded to do. In other words, what we're about to do is all based on God's command. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and bathed them in water. This is essentially a bathing, a mikvah, whatever, a cleansing process before they are officially appointed as the priests over the people. It's Moses who brings them forth, bathes them in water, and then he dresses them. He placed the tunic upon him, Aaron. He girded him with the sash, clothed him with the robe, placed the ephod, girded him with the band of the ephod, and adorned him with it. So the garments that we read about multiple times that were intended to make and that were actually made, at this point, we mention the garments again in the context of Moses actually dressing Aaron, the high priest, in these garments for the very first time. This is happening now in real time in today's reading. Verse number 8. And then he placed, you guessed it, the choshen. That's the breastplate with the stones upon him, upon Aaron. And he inserted into the choshen. Remember, it was folded. He inserted into the fold the Urim and the Tumim. That was the divine name that gave it its magic. Verse number 9. And he placed the cap on Aaron's head. And he placed the cap toward his face, the golden showplate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses. That is the specific headgear that was worn. So that is now being placed on Aaron's head. Verse number 10, and Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the sanctuary and everything in it and sanctified them. Now, this anointing oil is important. It was placed on the on the in the previous portions, we spoke about this, that it was placed on the forehead of Aaron. It was, I don't know if I mentioned in DBP or in Shul, it was placed in a V configuration. If you start from like one eyebrow and you go up to the middle, go up to the middle of the head and then back down to the other eyebrow, kind of like boom, boom, you make this V. Is it a V or an upside down V? It's an upside down V shape. And that's what it was supposed to look like. Rashi says it was a sideways Greek letter. I forget the name of the letter, but it looks like the Hebrew letter Kaf, but at an angle, but it's tilted, not, I guess, 90 degrees, right, sideways, instead of, or up and down, instead of being sideways. Either way, the bottom line is that was the configuration that was done, the anointing, and that's how it was done in this story. So Moses did that, and he also anointed the sanctuary and all the vests of the sanctuary. Verse 11, and he sprinkled from it, the anointing oil, upon the altar 7 times, and he anointed the altar and all its vessels and the wash stand and its base to sanctify them. And he poured, now it talks about the head. And he poured some of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and he anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons forward and clothed them with tunics, girded them with sashes, bound them up with high hats, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So the Torah says, this final verse of this reading, that he also dressed the sons of Aaron in their garments as well. And that is the conclusion of this reading. So it's a short reading. And the upshot of it is that now that you have the tabernacle built, all the components are built, and now that you have the garments made, and we've talked about the role of the priest and the sacrifice, the different types of sacrifices already in the first, Torah portion and a half of Leviticus. So now we talk about the process of, okay, how do we get the ball rolling on this? How do we, you know, actually open this thing, open it up for business? Well, part of that is inaugurating the Kohanim, inaugurating the priests. And that is really the subject matter that we started today and will continue for the rest of this Torah portion. It's about the inauguration of the Kohanim, the inauguration of the priests. This is it's a really beautiful topic. And one thing that I want to mention about it is that it might seem beneath Moses' dignity, what he should bathe Aaron and his brother and the sons, and he should dress them with the clothing. Isn't there somebody else that could do this? Can't they do it themselves? And the point is, this is meant for a holy purpose. And when it's a holy purpose, when you're dealing with a mitzvah, then we don't say the mitzvah is beneath me. What mitzvah is beneath us? It's a mitzvah, we do it. The Talmud says how in preparation for Shabbat, how these great rabbis, these great scholars, they would make their signature dish, right? And if I was around then, I would have been making my potato kugel. I'm still making my potato kugel, but you know, maybe I'm not suggesting that I would make the cut in the Talmud. I'm just saying that the concept is that we roll up our sleeves and we do what it takes to do the mitzvah. And it's not a burden, and it's not beneath us, and it's not, you know, menial labor. If it's a mitzvah, if it's God's will, we do it. One of the hallmarks of Chabad is this notion that, you know, that everybody, that we're all meant to take care for each other. And we're not meant to say, well, you know, that's not for me. Yeah. So teaching kids, that's not for me. As the previous Rebbe said and the Rebbe said, doesn't matter. You might be the greatest scholar in the world. If somebody needs to learn the alphabet, if you know, if that's a need for basic Jewish education, then you have to step up and take care of that. So yes, Moses could have delegated. He could have given someone else the job. But number one, God's command was dear to him. This job was dear to him. And the message for us for all time is that the mitzvot ought to be dear to us. Not only doing the mitzvah, but even preparing to do the mitzvah. That's why I gave the example about cooking the food for Shabbat. Yeah, you can have someone else do the cooking. And it doesn't mean that we all have to do all the cooking. But the notion that preparing for a mitzvah is precious and it's beautiful and it's the greatest thing, and that preparing for it is a special honor, that's something indeed worthwhile. And that's a powerful message of today's reading. One more thing about that Greek letter. Now that I've stopped sharing, I think maybe you can see me. So again, the configuration of the oil on Aaron's head was boom, 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 like a V.
We lost your voice. We lost your voice.
You guys hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
One second. Did it just go muted or was it muted?
When you started with the on your forehead.
Wait, I can't hear you guys.
When you started on the forehead.
Okay. That was the signal for my phone.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm joking. No, I'm joking. So you have the forehead, right? It goes like this. So Rashi says if you invert it, it's like this. It's like shh, which is one of the Greek characters, one of the Greek letters. And the question the Rebbe asks is, why would we put the configure? Why does Rashi mix in Greek characters with the anointing of the thing? I mean, couldn't Rashi have given us another symbol? Why does he say a Greek letter? It seems like Greeks seem to be the antithesis of Torah. Greeks were all about philosophy and all about humanism. And the Greeks famously fought with the Jews around the time of Hanukkah. So why are we bringing up Greeks? And the Rebbe points out something beautiful. And he says Judaism Torah is transcendent. Transcends intellect, transcends intelligence. It is wisdom, but it's beyond that also. It's not limited to that which is strictly wisdom. That's true. But the goal is to integrate the divinity of Torah into our minds. It's about integrating the divine into the intelligence, which is what Chabad is all about. Literally, Chabad means Chachma, Bina, Das. It's about understanding, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So what's the bottom line is? The bottom line is that we are meant to take the super rational inspiration of Torah, integrate it in a rational way so that we feel it, we understand it, and we love it, and we do it. And not only the mitzvah itself, but even, as we said today, the preparation for the mitzvah. All right, that is it for me for today. I'm going to do a quick, this is the OG DPP, in other words, like 10 minutes or so. Tomorrow, this time, I will be on the road, please God, which means that I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I don't know that I'll be able to do it, but please God, you can check in if I'm able to do it, if I'm able to stop for a few minutes and do it. I'll be on around 12, but if you don't see me, then you know why, because I will be on the road. Friday, though, please God, we should be back. Normal time, Erev Pesach, to get the week wrapped up and get ourselves in the spirit of the holiday. All right, great to see you guys. Great to see you, Joy and Donna and Ray and Sandrine. I want to wish you all some good preparation days leading up to the Chag. And remember, preparation is holy. Yes, you may be schlepping to shop and blah, 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 whatever it is. But remember, cleaning. Even though in cleaning, right? It's a holy experience.
Someone I heard recently, someone say, like, you know, the wedding preparation that they had, like, something on the fridge. Remember, it's a mitzvah.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. So it's not a burden. It's a mitzvah. That's the key of today's class. It's not a burden. It's a mitzvah. And Moses embodies that in a really beautiful way. All right. I'm going to sign off. Great to see you guys.
Thank you, Rabbi. Safe travel.
Don't forget. Yes, thank you. Don't forget tonight. Yeah, cool too. Don't forget, tonight is Torah Studies, Passover, the deeper meaning of freedom. That's tonight, 7:30 on Zoom, Torah Studies, special holiday edition. All right, we'll see you all soon. Take care.